Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City, WHCB 91.5 FM, The Blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your being with us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for giving to the work of WHCB to keep us on the air. Our address is WHCB P.O. Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB P.O. Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. You can also get in touch with us. You can give online as well with a debit or credit card. And you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And any of those ways, fantastic. We're happy to hear from you, and we're happy to receive the gifts that God would send through you so we can stay on the air. We're quickly getting through the month of January. Isn't that something? Here we come through all the wonderful holiday season, the Christmas time and the New Year's time and all that. And then we look at it and we're underway faster than I can imagine ever on the way in the month of January. Matthew 23, that's where we've been. We're going to get right back there. I want to let you know that the blanket drive continues. The Bible drive continues, and we're giving out Bibles and blankets, and we are receiving them from our listeners. And thank you for your participation with us. There are several places to drop them off. The Hot Dog Hut over in Colonial Heights seems to be a good place to drop them off. We've got a lot of them from there. Also, a lot from the folks at Top Hat Magic Supply, the magic store there in Bristol. That's on 6th Street next to the post office. So those two locations are good locations for you. Also here at WHCB Studios, 2175 Highway 75, Suite Number 6 in Bluntville, Tennessee, right next to FedEx and next to the airport, next to Northeast State and all that. Here we are, just sort of back in the back. It may take you a little bit to find us, but we've got a big sign up front. But some folks say, I can't see the sign. Well, if they're coming from Bluntville, they can't see the sign because it's pointed toward those coming from the airport. We're thankful that we at least have a sign up. All right, take a look in Matthew 23. We mentioned verse 24, you blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, as being truth of those that Christ was speaking to and truth of those that we have to work with oftentimes in this world. He says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. You get the picture? It's about like a bachelor youngster, a young man, who just simply rinses the outside of a cup or the outside of a plate, but doesn't rinse or clean the cup or the platter plate itself. All it does is continue to be dirty. And if you're going to be drinking out of that cup, you're going to find sooner or later it's going to be stained. And there's going to be all sorts of terrible things in that cup if you're not careful. The Lord described these Pharisees and scribes as whited sepulchres. It means it was with a whitewash. It was a watery white paint, if you will, that was put on the outside of the mausoleums or the grave areas, and so they appear to be beautiful because they're dolled up on the outside, but inside it's full of dead men's bones and everything stinks and it's a terrible place. It's unclean. And Christ went on to say in verse 28 that we're also that way. He said, even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Now, I don't know if you understand it or not, but boy, I do. I know how I've tried to clean myself up oftentimes just to be awful on the inside because I was trying to clean myself up. You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, we might appear righteous on the outside, but we're full of hypocrisy and iniquity unless Christ himself has cleansed us from sin. And so we have got to be on the right page. We need to be on the right song sheet. We need to be in the right pew at the right time, as it were. We need to be in line with what God has given for us, each one, to do. So we are supposed to be following Jesus Christ in all things. And so here, Christ himself, the very Son of God, God the Son, was speaking to these Pharisees and these scribes, these leaders of the Jews, and was saying, you're out of step. Verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. This was just about time for the Lord to go to the cross. And so it was just about time for him to put together all that needed to be done before he left this earth, only to come back when he calls his church out. We call it the rapture or the calling out. We call it the appearing of our Lord on that day. And just about ready for that to happen, but first, of course, he has to go to Calvary, has to die on the cross, has to be buried. He comes forth from the grave in 3 days and 3 nights. And then he ascends into heaven after 50 days of being with those who loved him. And he promised to return. He promised to return. I think it's interesting that in chapter 24, and we're not going to be studying this right now, but in chapter 24, he begins by saying that there are lots of things going to be happening. Nations shall rise against nation. Kingdoms will rise against kingdom. There'll be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. And this is the beginning of the time of sorrow. Much to learn. Let's study Scripture, shall we? Be sure to read the Word. There's a lot to learn there in chapter 23 of Matthew as well. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be with our friends this week on prayer time. Thank you for loving us beyond measure. That love that was shown by the very sending of your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die for us, to die for our sins. The fact that he died on the cross as was prophesied and he was buried, and 3 days and nights later he came forth from the grave alive. Lord, we thank you for those things, how Scripture and prophecy was fulfilled. Thank you. And every prophetic utterance in Scripture that's been made, you have followed through and it's all been taken care of, except those things yet to come. And we're looking forward to the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would work in the hearts and lives of those who have such great need, those that we've been praying for, those that we don't even know about, Lord. We bring them to you and ask you to help us to be faithful. Help us to be faithful in praying and going and giving and doing. And Father, we pray that you would have your will and your way in my life and in the lives of these that are praying with us now. Father, we pray that you would provide the necessary funds to keep WHCB on the air. It's up to you. We can't do it, but you can. And so we look to you, Father. We thank you. We give you praise. Now, Lord, give us your blessing today. Use us for your honor and glory. Work in those lives that are going to the doctor today, that perhaps will be admitted into the hospital and have various kinds of things, surgical procedures and other things planned. Lord, be in charge of all that. Make it all happen according to your will. And we pray that you would direct us here at WHCB, that we would be doing exactly what you've called us to do. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Amen and amen.